pegging with Miss Christine. Does pegging mean you're a closet gay? Now, I'm not going to lie. Some people think that the reason why you want a good pegging, even if it's with a fake cock, is due to some homosexual impulse that you're afraid to admit to. Now, I'm not saying it couldn't be that, but in my experience with my butt sluts, it has less to do with actual homosexuality and more to do with submission. I mean, if you think about it, there aren't many ways for a male to be in more of a submissive position than with his ass full of his mistress's big black cock, now is there? Part of the male dominant role is that they're the ones doing the penetration. And when the dom switches that up and becomes the aggressive one, penetrating the male, he becomes the passive, submissive one. Fear is an awesome aphrodisiac. A lot of what doms and submissives do has an element of fear to it. Is she really going to lock my cock away in that chastity cage? How much is that cane going to hurt when she strikes my ass with it? Is she really going to whore me out and make me suck her lover's cock? And there's nothing like the awe and fear stirred up in the virgin butt slut when his mistress advances on him with a big dick sticking out from her crotch, now is there? Pegging and the never-ending hard-on. You know what else he realizes? That cock is never going to go soft. Unlike in many other games you play in which the goal is to get your mistress off, you can't really see a clear end in sight here. Oh no, my precious butt slut. You will just have to take it until she's done with you, until she's had enough. And of course, knowing that she can fuck you for much longer and that you can never be as long-lasting also tends to inspire a little bit of inadequacy. And those feelings may even add to the humiliation factor in all of this. So delicious. This is Mistress Christine. You can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.